This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. I'm being born poor, good luck, born rich, gravy train. Trying to find a transmission place that might fix the old truck, I checked the headlines. Big story in the New York Times was the fact that a new economic mobility and demographic study by economists has established that it matters where you are born. Okay, now tell me the news. Looking more deeply, the sizzle on the headline was that if you were born poor in New York, Boston, San Francisco, Seattle, and other northeastern or far western cities, you had a better chance if you started out poor of ending in the middle class than if you were born and raised in Atlanta or Charlotte or, Lord forbid, New Orleans or Little Rock. Reading the charts rather than the spin of the article is even more depressing if you really care about the prospects of upward mobility for the poor. The charts indicate that either way, born in New York or Atlanta, your odds of moving up from the bottom to middle class were bad. So sure, in Atlanta you might only have a 5% shot, but in New York you only got a 9% shot. There may be some folks that care about a pissing match between the two cities, but for anyone who cares about social equality and economic justice in the United States, it is shocking that all of these odds are so low. The real study may be an indictment of rigid class stratification that's taking hold in the United States. Certainly inescapable is the fact that fair housing or neighborhood diversity in urban areas is a central fact in allowing and encouraging economic mobility, and this has not been an area seeing much progress in recent decades. Some myths will also fall by the wayside, like whether or not more colleges and lower tuition make a difference in economic mobility. The least shocking news from the study was the fact that no matter where you were born, if you were born a 1%er, then the best odds are that you will stay that way. In fact, the economists found that there's a 30% chance you'll be making $100,000 in your 30s. They could not explain why this was the case. Wow. Most of us certainly could give us some clues. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.